From San Francisco, this is The Patio. Hey, welcome to The Patio for July 14th, 2013. This is my personal podcast with no set schedule, an outlet for new and old poems, archive material, experimental music, my personal soapbox, etc. Speaking of soapbox, one hot topic among the many burning issues consuming comment forums and Facebook posts is the current outrage over the George Zimmerman verdict of not guilty, which smells like the Emmett Till case all over again. But anyway, I haven't heard of any unrest in Florida, though a few idiots out here in Oakland attempted some property damage during a protest of the verdict. Bunch of cowardly jackasses who weren't even a part of the protest. My take on this whole thing is that if the Department of Justice doesn't pursue federal civil rights violation charges against Georgie, the Martin family should do what the Goldman family did to OJ after he got off for murdering Nicole. Sue Zimmerman in civil court for wrongful death. The rules in civil court are different. All of Georgie's bullshit lies and his prior history of violence and bias will come out. And at the very least, strip him of the money he's raised and the right-wing hero status Fox News will shower him with in the meantime. That music program I mentioned last time, Poodles and Flan Act 1, its actual name, created by Paul Whaley, that's W-H-A-L-L-E-Y, has been recovered from the only desktop hard drive I managed to access. This version from 2005 has some of the original settings I used to make the Erzuli Freda CD, so I'm going to see about creating some new bits, though it's going to take a little time. On the Joe College front, I've registered for the fall term, which starts up in exactly 1 month. That's EKG 102. When August arrives, I'm going to review my notes and material from the spring class to get back up to speed. I'm trying not to be distracted by the news that City College of San Francisco just had its accreditation pulled, effective next July. From what I've read, this has nothing to do with the school's academic standards, but mainly it's a culture war dispute from some education tight asses who don't like the progressive way the school is administered. It's a big mess out here, but it won't affect me in any significant way, since I'll have graduated from the EKG program by then, and will hopefully have passed the state licensing exam and be interning at one of the city hospitals, well, they call it externing, or working in a clinic. We'll see. One last thing you may have noticed is that my voice has vastly improved in the past month or so. I narrowed down the possible culprits to food items and discovered something a couple of weeks ago. I went grocery shopping on the 4th, and they were out of sliced bread, just burger and hot dog buns. Now, I don't eat white bread. I go for wheat or the 12-grain stuff they sell out here. But anyway, I didn't have my usual sandwiches for a week or so, and I noticed my voice cleared up. The scratchy non-residents went away and stayed away until I went back to the store and got my bread, ham and turkey, and Swiss cheese. Since I don't have a refrigerator, I don't keep any fresh or perishable stuff like that for longer than 3 days. So I ate sandwiches for the next couple days. And by the second day, the voice went all to hell again. That sent me online looking up gluten allergies and celiac disease. That's a whole digestive tract, headaches, nausea thing, and I don't have that. And gluten is in too many other food products to be the sole cause. And it ain't the meat, because I also get like kielbasa or sausage, and I don't eat sandwiches out of that. I just eat it along with other vegetables and stuff. So I've narrowed it down to either the cheese, because I've grown lactose intolerant to whole milk. Now I'm on 2% or soy, or just don't drink milk at all. Or specifically, it's got to be the gluten or something in mass-produced sliced bread. I went back to the store yesterday and picked up some of those Hawaiian sweet rolls, and they haven't affected the voice at all. I'm going to try cheese by itself next time, and we'll see. If that's not it, then I'm going to have to drop sliced bread and mass-produced buns from my diet. Okay, that's it this time. The background ambience is Cleanup Cut, courtesy of Coffitivity.com. I'm Larry, and this is The Patio from San Francisco.